Okay, onwards, aromatic compounds. So the archetypal aromatic compound then is benzene. In it, all carbons are exactly identical in terms of their electron density. All of the hydrogens are exactly identical when the bonds between carbon and hydrogen are identical. Interestingly, even though we draw it like this, where we would expect C double bond C to be short, C single bond C to be long, the bonds are all exactly the same. So you recall back in the molecular orbital theory, we could see that we had delocalized electron density. And in this case, the delocalized density goes right around all of the carbons, which gives these particular bonds exactly the same bond length and exactly the same bond angle between hydrogen, carbon, carbon. The carbons then, because they're in a planar geometry with three bonds coming off them, are referred to as sp2 hybridization. That then puts a p orbital coming out of the plane towards you guys, and because we would put one electron into that orbital, one electron into that orbital, and one electron into that orbital, that leaves one electron behind. So that's why we say for this molecule there's one pi electron sitting in each of the p orbitals on each of these carbons. Okay, so is everybody cool with that? I'll do it a little bit more slowly. So the sigma bonding framework that we're looking at is carbon to carbon, carbon to carbon. So into that we know that a covalent bond contains two electrons. So this carbon then puts one electron into that covalent bond and one electron into this covalent bond. We know that the carbon to hydrogen bond has got two electrons. Again, one electron's coming from carbon. So we've just used up three of those electrons that belong to carbon. There's one left behind. Now in terms of the bonding, we know that there are three 2p orbitals on the carbon. So we're going to say then that we are using sp2 hybridization, which means we've used two of the p orbitals and the s orbital, meaning that we've left behind one p orbital. So we have then an empty p orbital and it's pointing directly out of the plane. And as a result, we get exactly what we saw in the molecular orbital theory. We get this donut of electron density sitting above and below the plane of the ring. In terms of the pi electrons, there was one electron left behind at that carbon, so that electron is sitting in the pi cloud. And because we've got six carbons, this is a six pi electron system. Slightly better. Okay. From that it becomes our friendly rule, the 4n plus 2 pi aromatic rule. You check the number of pi electrons in your molecule, count them up. You then compare it with the rule, and the rule says that if it has any of the following number of electrons and it's cyclic and planar, the molecule will be aromatic. So our rule was saying if n equals 1, then we get 6 pi electrons. If n equals 2, we get 10 pi electrons, etc. So options would be 6 or 10, and in this case here we've got 6, so that tells you that this is an aromatic molecule. So I can put that potentially into the multi-choice as well of the following molecules, which is an aromatic molecule. I simply have to count up the number of pi electrons and compare it to the rule.